Everyone is an immigrant in some way. You know, you travel. When you travel, you see this. I say that to people. That's why I always say to people, I go, travel the world. If there's one thing you will never waste your money on, it's traveling. Travel the world. See another place. Discover a different point of view. Traveling is the antidote to ignorance. And that's so true. It changes your mind, your perspective, how you believe, what you believe. And you know, one of the greatest things you can do when you travel, one of the greatest things you can do is traveling to a country where they don't speak your language. That's probably my favorite thing. Going to a place where they don't speak English just to make you realize how insignificant you really are. You're not the center of the universe. There's another world that exists beyond you. I try and do that all the time. I try my utmost. I go to English-speaking countries, but I try every now and again to go to a country where they speak no English, you know? Like recently, I went to Scotland, right? And again, I had an amazing time. The place was beautiful, it was a different culture, rich in history. They have the rolling highlands of Scotland. You know, they've got these castles, beautiful, perfectly preserved, hundreds of years old. In the streets, there's the men playing the bagpipes, wearing the kilts. No black people. But not in a bad way, not in a bad way. Just in a matter-of-fact way, you know? Like when I say that there's no black people in Scotland, I just mean there's no black people. But not like there's a good way and there's a bad. Like the good way is when you get there and you're like, ah, oh, there's no black people, you know what I mean? But then there's some places you go and you're like, there's no black people. And that's when you know what I mean? That means some shit went down. You can feel it when you get there. Like Australia, there's no Aborigines. And when you get there, you're like, hey, Australia! You're like, wait, where's all the black people? And they're like, oh, I don't know. They left. You can feel something went wrong. But Scotland doesn't have that, you know? Scotland doesn't have black people because they further north, and further north there were no black people. There's not many black things further north. The further north you go, the whiter things become. You know, it's the people, the Christmas, the bears, everything changes. I'm sure if you went to a Scottish person and said, excuse me, sir, are you racist? He'd be like, I don't know. I never tried. I had so much fun in Scotland. I remember I was in Glasgow for a week. I was driving around in the back of a car, and every single day, I would try and spot black people. It was like a little game that I played by myself. Every day, I would just be there like, black person, black person, black person, black person, black person, ha, no, statue. Black person, black person, black person, black person, black person, black person, ha, no reflection. Black person, black person, black person, black person. No black people anywhere, none. And that's why I say traveling is important, because I'd never been to a place where there were no black people before. It actually made me realize that there'd been an issue that I'd been grappling with for so long. And now finally I had another answer. And that issue was that of James Bond. I'm a big fan of 007, License to Kill. Loved it my whole life. Started with Pierce Brosnan, then went back and watched Connery's and Lazenby's and everyone, all the way through to Daniel Craig. And I love James Bond. And when I found out that Daniel Craig no longer wanted to be James Bond, I was heartbroken. Until I heard that at the top of the list, the potential replacement was a man by the name Idris Elba. And I lost my mind. You can hear the ladies, I mean, like, yeah, you know, yeah. And that's what James Bond needs, a ladies man and a man's man, and Idris has that. You know, he's strong, he's charming, you know, he's got that quiet thing, oh yeah, you know, Idris Elba, oh yeah. You know, Idris Elba, you know, yeah, you could just see him playing the dapper spot. And as soon as it was announced, everyone is excited. Everyone is excited until the comment section of the internet came in. Idris Elba, James Bond. And the comment section was like, actually, Idris Elba could not play James Bond. And we were like, why? They're like, because. Because of the shape of his head? What do you say? What do you say? No, because what? Because he's black! James Bond cannot be played by a black man! And as soon as they said that, the internet exploded. Racism! And immediately that happened. I jumped in. I don't even know what it's about half of the time. I just jump in. You just hear racism, and I rep my side. I'm just like, racism, racism! Ah, you guys will explain it later. Racism! And I was in there, and I was like, what the hell's going on? They're like, James Bond could not be played by Idris Elba because Idris Elba is a black man and James Bond is white. I was like, well, actually, James Bond is a fictional character, and so we can't be played by anyone because it is fiction. And they were like, well, when you think about it, James Bond was based on a real man who was white, and so he should be played by a real white man. And I was like, well, that just doesn't make sense, because if you think about it, Jesus was technically a black man, but he gets played by a white man. So I don't know what your point is, because that's never stopped me from receiving my blessings. I don't know what you're going on about. And they were like, you can't have it. I was like, racism, you can't have it, racism, you can't have it, racism! And then I went to Scotland. I realized that maybe, just maybe, I hadn't given the argument enough thought. Because I love Idris Elba. I want him to play Bond. But if you think about it, James Bond often operates in places like Scotland and the UK and Europe. Because that's where most supervillains choose to reside. I'm assuming it's for tax purposes. No matter how you feel about the issue, you have to admit it would be particularly difficult to be a spy when you are the only black person in town. Your very existence defies your purpose. I'm not saying it's impossible, I'm just saying that would be the toughest James Bond movie that was ever made. Can you imagine that scene? Idris Elba, James Bond, planting the C4, blowing up the bad guy's lair, jumping on a bike, riding into the town square in Edinburgh. The bad guy's right behind him. They pull out their guns and start shooting. The chase is on. Get it, get it, get it, get it. Idris Elba, James Bond, jumps off the bike, runs into a crowded town square. The bad guys are right behind him. He manages to shake them off, pops into a little alley, gets out on the other side, finds a crowded little marketplace, puts a scarf around his head, a fake beard, blends in with a group of monks walking by. The bad guys turn the corner. There he is! Did it! James Bond manages to shake them off, gets into another group of areas, pops out on the other side, finds a transportation hub, gets into a bus, the bus goes one way, gets into a tram, the tram goes the other way, the bad guys turn the corner. There he is! The movie would be 10 minutes long. It would end with James Bond panting in an alley. How did you find me? We would lose so many epic scenes. Like that moment where James reveals his name. You know that scene in the casino we always wait for? Him dressed in the tux, playing a high-stakes game of baccarat. Could see Idris Elba walking over to the bartender now to place that iconic order. Bartender, I'll take my martini shaken, not stirred. The name's
James Bond, I know.
I'm sorry, mate, have we met?
No. I just heard there was a spy in town. Figured it was you.
What gave me away? Is it the way I dress?
Oh, there's just something about you.
Something like what?
You know.
It'll be hard.
Watch Trevor Noah, Afraid of the Dark. Streaming only on Netflix now.